Hey everybody, this is your host, LaVie. Welcome to Thrift Therapy, the podcast all about thrift life. Recycling, collecting, DIYing, all the ups and downs, ins and outs of thrifting. So glad you joined me for this thrift adventure. Well, I've arrived at Thrift Story. I'm in Austin, Texas. Cam has set up the booth. She's doing well already. She got swamped right before I got here. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get the live stream thing working for a couple reasons. The internet here is really slow, and I can't download the app onto my laptop. And my phone, which has the app, is going to die. So I am winging it, as is my fashion, and I'm using my laptop, recording through Audacity, which is a great thrifty recording program and editing program for all podcasters because it's free, and there's nothing thriftier than free. So thanks, Audacity, for saving my butt. I appreciate you. I'm going to just interview people and patch the interviews together and then post it online for everyone as an extra episode this weekend. Yay! Well, I guess I better start interviewing people since stuff is flying out the door. Okay, just tell me your name. Just your first name.
Liz. I'm Steph.
Okay, what's Steph?
Stop it.
T-A-V.
T-A-V, that's a very cool name. I'm Lee. This is Thrift Therapy. And we wanted to talk a little bit about your thrifting habits. What brought you out to Thrift Stories today?
Yeah, I heard about the event, and then I really like buying used clothing, but then I know my good friend Stop loves it, and I knew that she'd be into it, so I was like, if you want to go, I'll go with you.
That's very nice. Did you find anything cool at Thrift Stories?
Really just like the stories.
It's fun, right? Did you take pictures of any stories? You can do that if you want.
I really like the, I have 7 coats, but I live in Texas.
That's me.
Oh, that's yours?
I have a lot of coats.
I was like, this is really, like, I have like 25 sundresses.
Yeah.
Like a million blazers.
I like that too. I'm into the blazers right now especially, but even layering is a pain in the ass in Texas.
Like 10 months out of the year.
I know. I left the house today with a giant fluffy sweater on, and this is what I
love
here.
Well, where do you like to go? Do you have like spots that you love?
I do. Yeah. Well, I live in San Antonio, so okay. We have better thrifting than the
best. I bet. Yeah.
Way cheaper, and there's lots of them. But there's the best Goodwill in the universe. It's right outside of Austin, just after Slaughter Road.
Where?
Do you know that
one?
Oh,
the bins?
No, it's not the pins. It's a little pricey, but it's really organized. You walk in and it looks kind of like a merchandise mall store. It's like color-coded and stuff.
And it's right outside of Austin.
Yeah, it's off of Kylie Parkway.
Okay.
Kylie.
I'll look it up. Yeah, I was in California a couple weeks ago, and I went to a Goodwill and like got a pair of like comfy sneakers. They were $7, and then afterwards, like looked up the brand, and they were $110 sneakers.
What?
I had been barely used. I know, it was like it was a good moment in my life. Yeah.
That's the best thrift story. That's when people turn into resellers all the time. They're like, what? I can
join. Yeah.
Couture sneakers, right? Well, I thank you for stopping and talk to me. If you buy a thrift story, let me take a picture of it. I'll post it online.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Bye, guys. Have fun.
Yes, I will.
Bye. Oh, here. have a sticker. Okay, for that one's for your, oh, you want a magnet? What do you want?
Yeah, magnet.
Resting thrift face.
Oh, perfect.
Everybody has one of those.
Yes.
Awesome. You must be mom.
I am.
Come on in.
I know, I need
so let me see these earrings you got.
Okay, so these are magnetic.
So that means the back is a magnet?
Yes.
They look like they're old, too. Glamour Magic. I mean,
59 cents plus tax.
Holy cow.
Simply place Glamour Magic piece at the back of your leg and stay securely in place.
Magically.
Yes.
Because women don't understand science, right?
I love
it's
it.
Magic. Those I are the best. It. And what's the story?
Well, let's see. That was totally enamored.
You're like, I don't care. Yeah, I just love the earrings.
I love the story, though. So, it says, we are a unique pair of magnetic clip-on earrings. My previous owner loves all things rhinestone and couldn't pass me up. But she never wore me, and I just stayed in her jewel box in the dark. How rude, but now I'm free. Look at my original pack. Original packing, isn't it? So Glamour Magic.
There you go. Those earrings, they're ready to live.
That's so cool.
You know what? A little super glue, a little trip to Michael's.
Exactly.
Sorted. Well, thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much.
And
yes.
For therapy. If you want to listen to your podcast, it'll be out. I may put some of them up tonight, but the rest will be out on Sunday.
So fun.
Thank you for doing this.
Sure.
I love it.
We're having a good time. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye. You just tell me your name. How are you?
I'm Chloe.
I'm Kira.
How are you doing?
Yeah.
So what brings you to Thrift Story?
I saw the movie.
Yeah, so she sent me the tickets. It's like, it's really nice, so I'll be coming to check it out.
Okay. Are you guys thrifters?
No, I don't really class myself as a thrifter, but I do like to go thrift shopping. I just like to go find some stuff.
Yeah. 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 Did you find any stories that you thought were really funny?
Wedding dress on this piece. It talks about how like this is my dream wedding dress, and like everything fell apart, and it's not my dream wedding dress. It's all like, the details.
The dress must be longer than the engagement.
Yeah,
you have a more big sense of humor. I like it. Well, thanks for coming out. Stay thrifty and listen to the podcast and check out the pop-ups.
Okay, I was thinking, like, I don't know what I would have to do to get it started in Denton, but I would be down to organize.
So Denton is outside of Dallas, is that right? What's your name?
Zane.
Oh, cool name.
Thank you.
So cool outfit, cool name, and you want to do a thrift story in Denton.
Yeah, I think that would be really
cool. Well, I think what we did was she contacted the person who started Thrift Stories, which it started as a podcast, so you can just get on iTunes and search for Thrift Stories. They're also on Instagram, and that's how she got in contact with them.
Okay.
And then because they're not local, I just said I would come out and do the podcast in part.
Oh,
I'm based out of San Antonio. So you just probably want to hook up. You know who you should hook up with there is that, do you know Flea Style? Well, Flea Style is a podcast out of Dallas.
Okay.
So if you follow them on iTunes and then hook up with them on Instagram,
Flea
they
Style.
Might be really happy to do that with you.
Okay, yeah, because I'm really good at organizing things and I love to thrift, so I feel like that's a very good combination.
Yeah, go by Flea Style. They have a studio. They do a live podcast every Friday. So you can go. Sure, yeah, go ahead. And that's it.
Okay, perfect.
And yeah, tell them Thrift Therapy sent you.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for did you buy something at the thrift store?
I got this ring.
It's tell me about it.
Ring. Somebody used it to deal with their anxiety, and it's like the fidget spinner of rings.
I love that. I have anxiety, and all my rings are fidget spinners.
Yeah. I love it. It's so cute.
Was there a story with it? Was it about the anxiety?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Right on. So that's what made you buy it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, perfect. Well, thanks for talking to me, and I hope you enjoyed the thrift story and didn't. Awesome.
Thank you.
Here you go. Take this with you. Because if you thrift, you have one of those.
Oh my gosh, yeah. This is
so perfect.
Thank you.
Bye, you guys.
I'm going to get a beer.
All right. I've got this group of friends who are shopping. They don't like to talk. They don't like their voices. Terrible. But they like to thrift. So one of them agreed to talk to me. Tell me your first name.
My name is Zoe.
Hi, Zoe. It's a good name. It's a good name.
It is, yes.
What about First Story? Did you read about it on Facebook, or is it just an accident?
Yeah, so we actually met through a Poshmark networking group. So I don't know if you've heard of the app Poshmark. I'm assuming you and your listeners probably have, but it's a...
We talk about it way too much.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. I don't need to, like, do the whole spiel. But, yeah, it's a really cool kind of online thrifting platform, and I'm very active on it, and I love to go thrift, and...
What's your shop?
My big shop probably would be the Austin Pets Alive Thrift on Burnett Road. It's right down the road from my apartment, and I love it to death.
Okay, so you go buy all the things for super cheap, and then you sell them on Poshmark.
Yeah, and I love that I know where my money is going there, too, because, you know, I'm, I can verify the fact that all the profits from that shop go to help the animals, the Austin Pets Alive Thrift.
Perfect.
It's a great nonprofit cause. So I'm getting great items that I can either resell online or keep for myself and stay super fabulous, and I can also help a cause I care about a lot.
Do you want to plug your Poshmark closet?
Sure. I will plug my Poshmark closet. My username is zjames007. I'll tell you now, my style is very preppy, slash a little bit bohemian. I love some J. Crew mixed with Mara Hoffman, mixed with Madewell, all my favorite things.
So
casual
like
but cute.
It's like rich girl gone bad, went on a murder spree, and all her clothes got donated.
But like casual, you know what I mean?
Casual
like,
rich girl.
Yeah,
casual
yeah. Gotta be like chill about it, but.
Oh, yeah, she's like every people model who went bad.
Right. You know, you're wearing a t-shirt, but the t-shirt has been distressed by style.
It's got bloodstains. It's so good. It's awesome.
Yes.
Everyone wants it.
Yeah, so.
Did you read a thrift story that you remember that stuck in your head?
The suitcase was really interesting to me.
What's the story of the suitcase?
So, whoever was the previous owner of the suitcase picked it up and thought it was just a beautiful piece. But it has wheels, but it doesn't have a strap or any, like, carrying device or anything like that. So, it's useful. However, it is a beautiful piece. I love, like, the carpet bag look. My mom had an old vintage, like, 80s carpet bag, Liz Claiborne, beautiful thing. And I grew up with her carrying that on all our airplane trips, and so I just love the, like, carpet bag look of that bag, and, you know, I'm always trying to find ways to integrate my love for fashion into interior design. It sounds crazy.
No, it sounds perfect. Like, that's what you do.
Yeah, in my apartment, I just have hangers and, like, racks hanging up with, like, beautiful things that I want to look at, as well as display, and then possibly sell, possibly wear, whatever. So, I love the idea of that suitcase being able to be used as decoration.
And I kind of resonate with being pretty and useless.
Yeah,
there was a time in my life when I was right on the money.
Absolutely.
Now I'm useful and old. It's a totally different time in my life, but I get that suitcase.
Right? It's like you don't want to just throw something like that away. Not going into
recycle.
The analogy. But yeah, I love, you know, finding a new use for something like that. Even if you just put it under your bed, don't use a bed skirt. You don't need one because you have an awesome ass like suitcase down there.
That's a good idea. Okay, you guys heard it on Thrift Therapy. Use suitcases to prop up your mattress. Who needs a goddamn bed skirt?
That's right. Bed skirts are garbage.
Genius. Gold star. Thanks for talking to me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. Thank you so
much. All right, here we go.
I love the concept of this.
We're having a nice time. Are you having fun?
Yeah, so far. I just got here.
How did you hear about Thrift Story?
I heard about it on Facebook.
Oh, that's rad. Okay, good.
My friend is visiting from Dallas.
Thanks for coming. What's your name? Or is DG? Hi, DG. And what's your name?
Naveed.
Navi. Okay, that's easier, actually. I don't know why I made it harder. I do that sometimes.
What's your
name? Naveed.
Your name is Naveed. Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
That's why.
You guys should have a band.
Are you being serious?
Let's see it. It's on my card. I'm not shitting you.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
He didn't believe me.
Can you guys be like the next Sonny and Cher?
No, I don't sing.
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in my dreams.
Can you play the accordion?
No.
Okay. Can you learn it?
I can thrift shop really well. I can costume you.
Okay.
And I'll have a sign on your shirt. It'll be great.
Okay.
Thrift Story.
Okay.
What did you read that interested you? Andres story. Yeah. It's kind of sad, right?
Well, I'm just reading it because then you call me over.
Okay, go read, talk to me, and then come back.
Okay.
So did you come in to do the thrift story? Did
yes.
you see anything interesting?
I have not looked at the rent yet, but I also want to look at the wedding dress.
It's a kind of a sad story. It's like the dress lasted longer than the
wedding. Oh, no.
I know. That's what I thought.
Sometimes that's kind of better, though.
You know what? A good dress is worth more than a partner sometimes.
Yes, sometimes.
I'm sorry, honey. I didn't mean that. It's not true. What did you think about the thrift story, the wedding dress story?
It's sad, but at the same time, it's kind of it's like a celebration in a way. It's like, this is still a garment that I associate this story with, or this moment in my life.
Yeah, and how pass I grew it
from
on.
It, and how
she's
I grew
so
from
deep.
It, and now.
Wait,
we're being recorded right now.
Oh, does she not know that? Her whole demeanor wonderful. Changed, you guys. It was cute.
I shouldn't have told her.
There's no video recording this, so you're safe. No one's ever going to know who you are. Like, if you're in the witness protection program, you're going to be fine.
Sounds good.
It's all good. That's her big
she blew concern. My cover.
Well, thanks for coming to Chat with Thrift Story. Look for more of them and listen to the podcast. These interviews will air. I'll probably have them up by tomorrow night. So iTunes, Spotify, whatever. Anywhere.
Right. Nice meeting you.
Like them in for your jacket.
Thank you.
I know. Bye, guys. All right. So, what's your name?
Justin.
Hey, Justin. I hear you're soon to be married.
I am soon to be married.
What do you think about the wedding dress story and the thrift story?
Ooh, yikes.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Does it feel sad?
Unfortunate, yes.
Do you feel like you've been reprimanded?
Loaded question.
Yeah? Are you going to be a good partner?
I've done well so far. I don't see what's going on pulling up the track three times.
All right, so her wedding dress...
I have not seen.
It's
I have not seen it yet. Yes.
It's not going to end up in a thrift store.
No. There's no plans of that.
You're a keeper. It's a good thing.
Yes.
I know. Well, you have to send her a picture to say, look, I'm going to do better than this.
Yeah.
I think that's
right. Oh, yeah. What we are going to do, what not to do.
What, exactly. It's a what not to do story if you're the groom.
Yeah. But I mean, family drama is a little intense, but I mean, like, to result in that, to result in the dress, I mean, being abused.
That's rough.
Ooh, that's...
That's, like, intense family drama. That's therapist-level family drama.
At bare minimum.
At bare minimum. Well, high five. Congrats.
Thank you very
best
much.
Best wishes to
thank
you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, what are your names?
Whose first name?
Camila.
Camila.
Yes. And I'm Allie.
Tanya. I like it. So what brought you to the story?
We saw it on Eventbrite, actually.
Oh, Eventbrite. Okay, so Facebook and Eventbrite worked. What did you find? It looks like you found something, Allie.
Yes, I found a summer dress that someone wore in Hawaii.
Will you read me the story?
Sure. It says, this is a special dress for so many reasons. Number one, it's amazing.
It's amazing. It's very important.
Yes, and then it says, two, I bought this for a trip to Hawaii. Thank God, I looked and felt great. Yeah, that sounds good. And then three, it says it's super spinny when you twirl out dancing. OMG, it is magical.
You know what? I need to twirl more.
I think I do too.
Yes, we should all, let's twirl. Okay, I have to only have twirl. But what did you get?
I also got a summer.
Camila.
Yeah, I really like the color.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, I'm ready for it to get warm.
And what does the story say?
It says, this summer dress is perfect for a warm night out. This was perfect for my good friend's wedding to the love of his life. So casual and so fun.
Oh, I love going to weddings.
Yeah, me too.
It's romantic. Oh, that's good. And did you get something? Well, thank you for joining us. Do you thrift?
Yes, actually, I told them about this place because a friend told me about it, but she couldn't make it because she's volunteering or something.
Well, that's always good.
But she made us all make it.
So what's your favorite thrift store in the Austin area?
We went to Austin Pets Alive.
Oh, I love that. Yes. I love it when there's a cause directly associated. That's really good. Well, thanks for shopping for the story and thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
So I'm here with Kim and she's going to tell me a little bit about what's been happening at Thrift Story. How's it been today?
It's very busy today because it's beautiful outside. 70 degrees, sunny. We don't have that rain anymore, so I guess that helped out. And then I feel like just me toning it helped out as well. So it's a very good turnout.
Yes, I forgot to mention the weather is actually spectacular. And everybody I talked to, I mean, with maybe one exception, actually saw your advertisement for the event.
Yeah.
On either Eventbrite or Facebook.
Yeah, I got, you know, when people say yes to the event or whatever on Eventbrite. I get the email, so I was even getting like last minute tickets, basically. I only did that because it was a free event. I only did that to see like the turnout, like how many people were interested. But yeah, I feel like a lot of people saw on Eventbrite and like, what do I want to do today? I want to do this event.
I think that's smart that you set up a ticket exchange, because I do feel like when people make a commitment, they're more likely to get dressed and get out of the house.
Yeah.
Like, I totally get the whole, I want to do that. But yeah, I'm not getting out of my pajamas thing, so I think that was really smart. Good job.
Thank you.
How much do you think you've raised for the cause? First of all, tell everybody what the cause is.
Yeah, so it's Carottas of Austin, and they help the homeless people in Austin. There's so many resources. They actually help them find like housing, like job opportunities, help them find jobs. And they do a hot meal throughout the week as well. So if anyone wants, sometimes it's their only meal of the day, and they come there and have that hot meal for the day.
What a great cause!
They do a lot of awesome things.
How can people donate to the cause without coming in their story?
Yeah, so Carottas of Austin has a website. I think it's carottasofaustin.org.
Can you spell it?
I'll double check that. Yeah, it's CARITAF. Of Austin.org.
Okay.
I'm going to double check that.
Well, I think it's a good start with the search.
And we'll Google that. You'll be able to find that.
And maybe we'll post links on Instagram as we wrap up and promote the episode.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, all that.
Perfect. What's your favorite interaction today?
Favorite interaction? I would say just the people that like were like, this is such an awesome idea. I don't have like a specific one, but the feedback was really positive.
What is your favorite thrift story from today?
So my favorite is the wedding dress one.
That's a popular one.
Yeah. I love that one just because I feel like even though it was kind of like a negative story for about, yeah, exactly. It could be a positive story for someone else, but you know, it's a fine end. I love that.
I like that one too. And I just interviewed somebody who is engaged, and it's their bachelor party. And I was like, you need to go take a picture with that dress and promise to do better.
Yeah.
And they were like, all about it. So I think that's cool. It's inspirational to share a difficult moment. I think sometimes we try to hide our difficult moments.
Yeah.
But sometimes sharing them is really inspiring and really fun, and a lot of people have really liked the wedding dress story.
Yeah. I love the sincere stories where there's like more details, and yeah, it might be heartbreak, but it's still a story, and I love that.
Well, very good. Thank you for putting this event together. I hope it was worth your effort, because I think it was great.
Yeah, I love it, and I can't wait to do the next one.
Maybe we should do an annual one.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything for South by Southwest?
No, I might be doing a panel, so I might give you more information about that, but I'll probably be working, maybe going to some events, but I was asked to be in a panel for South by.
Oh, that's fabulous. You have to tell us more about that.
Yeah.
All right, well, it looks like you have some people walking up. I'll let you go.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to Thrift Therapy. I will see you here again in 2 weeks, and we will talk more thrifting. In the meantime, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Tell a friend, and as always, stay thrifty.